Jindal made headlines recently when he sued the Obama administration over the Common Core education standards. Jindal initially supported the standards, which Louisiana, Georgia, and most other states adopted.
I think the intent behind Common Core was good. I think the idea behind strong standards is a great thing. What I don't like is the federal government trying to force states to be in Common Core.
The Education Department doesn't require the standards, but Jindal said states felt pressured. He said many opted in to help their chances of receiving federal grants and waivers. Georgia had a legislative battle over the Common Core this year. An opt-out bill failed, but Governor Deal has asked the state school board to conduct a review of the standards. As to whether he'll follow Jindal's lead by filing a lawsuit, Deal said he'll await the review's results.
Obviously, I share many of the sentiments that Governor Jindal has expressed. We certainly do not want the federal government dictating curriculum. We certainly do not want to be coerced to do things that we don't think are correct for our state. And I will certainly be watching his lawsuit with great interest.
State lawmakers have also formed a committee which is investigating the federal government's role in education. Governor Jindal also promoted expanding charter schools, a key measure in his reform efforts in Louisiana. He said the idea isn't to turn all schools into charters. It's to give parents choices.
We like to say in this country that we believe in equality of opportunity, and I believe that's what this country stands for. If we mean it, it starts with making sure that every child gets a great education, because if they don't, it's very hard for them to participate in this economy.
Governor Deal said he wants that for Georgia students, especially ones who would otherwise attend failing schools. Martha Dalton, WAB News.